you people. This is Naomi Banks here on Radio 6 Radio. Give me a call at 1-800-774-2388 because we got a full house. We got two folks on the line right now. We got Alexis Golden and we got Salsa on the line. And then we got the sexy Miss Misty Stone in the house. Say hey, hey.
Hey, hey. What up, baby?
Okay, since we saw full house right now, we're going to do it like this. We're going to hit Salsa first.
Okay.
Then we're going to hit Misty. And then all of us, we're going to do a foursome here. Or actually, we're going to do a foursome here because we got another young lady here.
I brought a guest.
Right. There we go. There we go.
All right, Salsa, so you know when my baby Chris, when he sent me your music. But I know I've been following you and you've been following me. But I didn't know exactly what you did. You know, you never sent me. You know, people on Twitter and they send you these links and they tell you to go listen to it. You know, sometimes, you know, I go listen to it. Right. But he never sent me one. You know, he never sent me a list. So we'll just talk back and forth. But it wasn't nothing, you know, like
that you could see. Yeah.
Right. That I can see or I can hear. So then when Chris, you know, sent me the music, I was like, oh, and he didn't even send me Driving Miss Daisy. He sent me, what's it, Me My Girl? Oh, let me make sure I'm saying, Me Say Girl. He sent me Me Say Girl.
Me Say Girl. Okay.
Yeah, which I was digging and I liked. But then when I went on, actually my assistant Gabrielle went on and she was looking at the video. And I was looking over her shoulder. I was like, wait a minute, hold on. I can fuck to that.
Yeah, that song that was just playing now, that was really good.
I mean, it just really have good. You grooving to it.
I walked in like, okay, this is what she playing on the radio.
Yes, girl. I mean, this
is something
that I can tap my pussy to.
So that's interesting that you actually have the artist on the phone with us right now.
Oh, hell yeah.
That's crazy.
All
going,
day.
Girl. I dig
All
that.
Day.
Yeah.
Is that how we do?
That's how we doing it here. All right, so Salsa, let me ask you this. So how long have you been in the game?
I mean, I've been rhyming since I was probably like, 13, 14, cutting school, only go to basketball practice and write raps, like the typical high school.
Wait, so you cutting basketball? Now, come on now, man.
Who cuts basketball?
Now, you know you talking to, folks. Both me and Misty play basketball in high school and college.
That's
so
the fun sport.
I had a genuine love for music, though. Like, you know what I mean? You know, I was always good in basketball, though. Like, you know what I mean? You know, I was always good in basketball. You know, but I used to cut, man, just to write my raps and all of that. Like, you know what I mean?
Right.
You know. Yeah, man,
we definitely do not encourage the kids to do that, okay? Kids, please do not listen to him. He is not setting a good example.
Look, there are no kids listening to this radio station, believe me.
There shouldn't be no kids to listen to this.
Exactly. Exactly. Okay, so tell me, what or who, a rapper inspired you to, what or who inspired you to become a rapper?
I really, really just grew up on, a lot of the classics, man. Like the typical, the Big and the Jay and the Tupac, and the Rakim, and I always, I don't know, you ever just always just have that feeling like I'm not regular like everybody else, you know what I mean? So I just figured, man, I'ma just march to the beat of my own drum. I'ma write what I feel, and I'ma get some hot beats and we gonna make it. And that's exactly what we're doing right now.
Right, and I like it. I mean, truly, I sat down and listened to everything that you had on your EPK. And I'm going to say this. Your team right now, your team is tight as hell. I mean,
definitely
seriously, they sent everything
from that to the video. MTA, Chris Drummond, Mateo. Chris Drummond, he's been talking very, very highly about you. Not even knowing that I always had the biggest crush on you for a minute, for a long time.
Wow.
You know what I mean?
Always.
Always my number one, Naomi. I mean, I don't care who come on.
I like the sound effects.
But thank you, baby. Now let me ask you this question, and I'm not just asking for me. Are you dating anyone?
Currently, right now, I am not dating anyone. In any industry, it's kind of hard to really, take somebody serious because. A lot of people don't understand work, and they can't, and they can't, differentiate the two. So right now, I'm just exploring my options and dating and, having casual moments and, things of that nature.
Okay. So you having casual sex, huh? You having fuck partners,
right?
Let's say that. We grown folks
moments.
Here. Yeah, say that.
I scared him.
Okay, so I see that you collaborated with a lot of you know, hot names out there. Is it anybody else that's on your hit list that you would like to collab with that you haven't?
Well, quiet is kept. We're you know, like, we definitely talking to a whole lot of people. I would love to collab with a lot of people, but I'm definitely working to collab with Pusha right now.
Oh, wow.
You know what I mean? I'm really, really feeling Pusha right now. Mm-hmm. Like, you know what I mean? And he kind of seems like he's not really the underdog, but he's not like in like the majority. And I like what he's doing right now, you know. So I'm definitely, you know, I'm definitely trying to collab with Pusha, you know. Definitely Drake and Kendrick Lamar and ASAP, mm-hmm. you know. So we got a couple of things that are in the works right now, like, you know what I mean.
Right.
You know, so we just working hard, Naomi.
Right. Okay. Okay. So, you know, I was looking at the video, right? I was looking at Driving Miss Daisy video, right? And the guy that's singing on that, I was like, yo, that's the little kid from Sister Act 2.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
Shut up.
Yeah.
Shout out to Ryan Toby. Shout out to Ryan.
That's so cute.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's all grown up
He's all grown up.
Really?
Yeah, he's all grown up. But, you know, you had this little light-skinned chick on there, right? She was cute. She was cute. What I'm saying is, because I was feeling, I'm not hating, I was feeling the song, right? I'm like, damn, he could have just called me up. I could have, you know,
man.
Next time you call me up.
Look way better in the video, baby. I'm just saying.
It's never too late. It's never too late. Especially for you, but it ain't never too late for you. You know what I mean? It ain't never too late. You know, but actually, Ryan Toby, he's written a lot of stuff. You know, like, I think that he wrote, like, 8 records on the Confessions album.
Shut
for Usher. Actually, yeah. You're Ryan Toby. He's a very, very talented boy, man.
Right, and I see that you collab with him on more than on a few songs, like 2 or 3 songs I saw.
Oh yeah, man. Absolutely. It's really, really hard to find the chemistry, man. Like, you know what I mean? You know, with like good artists, like, you know what I mean? You know, and he's like one of the more elite people who I've gotten to collab with, like, you know, so definitely, man. You know, like, Ryan Toby's a great guy.
Okay. So this is my last question for you on the clean side, because I'm going to put your ass in a hot seat.
Oh, man, let's do it.
All right, so I know you've been doing your rounds all over on Hot 107, on Shays 45, you know, everything. You're doing your thing out there in Philly. What are your plans for the next 2 years?
For the next 2 years, basically just branding myself, you know, as somebody to be different, hopefully. I'll have my debut album on a major, and if it's not on a major, then I'll still have a debut album because my team, like, we animals, you know, like, we do this. Mm-hmm. So, in the next 2 years, we will more than likely be flying you out to have some fun with us, you know.
Can I bring Misty with me?
Absolutely.
The more, the merrier, baby.
Bring everybody down. That's what we're going to be doing in the next 2 years.
Okay,
having fun on South Beach.
Okay. All right. Now I'm putting you in a hot seat, baby.
Oh man.
Yeah. Okay. Are you a lick 'em and stick 'em type of man?
Absolutely.
Good
all the
answer,
time.
Baby.
Okay. Good answer. All right. So now I know you're a fan of porn. All right.
Mm-hmm.
So who's been your influence for your jack off material?
I would definitely say you. I definitely like Cherokee. Mm-hmm. I've liked Kitten for, you know, like, for some
Kitten.
Time as well. Now, and, you know, like, it's a couple of new faces who were okay. Like, the body is okay.
Mm-hmm.
I was into Pinky a little bit until I heard about that little scare that, you know, that it went viral. About the situation, and then, you know,
don't believe it. Don't believe everything.
I'm not saying that it was true, but it just stuck in my head, like, you know what I mean? You know, so, but,
I'm not even gonna ask what it was. I'll just say, don't, you know, the funny thing is why you say this, because let me tell you something. My ex husband had, now I ain't talked to this nigga.
Oh, shit, man.
Yeah, I ain't talking. talked to him in like 2 or 3 years, and he picks up the phone and he called me. You know, the Pinky got the. I was like, no, dude, are you serious?
Yeah, I had so many phone calls on that.
You know,
baby.
And
that
I was like, no,
yeah,
that's not
that
true.
Really,
yeah. Right? You
yeah,
can't believe
really,
everything
really
you hear.
Me.
Yeah,
I knew
really
it wasn't when
me.
It was when it was said.
Yeah.
I knew.
No, baby, she.
It's a no.
Okay. Now, you know what I am going to do? I'm going to go Google Misty Stone, though.
Well, thank you.
She hot.
Yes.
She's sexy.
Yeah, that's exactly
her hair is straight right now.
I know. I don't look all bubbly and you know, just a hot mess, but I still love it. It's straight. It's cute.
It is. You know what? Because remember when we first got into it? Actually, we first got in the industry together.
Yeah.
You know, really.
Really?
Yeah, we were.
Yeah, that's
together.
So true. Yeah.
Right. And she
wow,
was straight
really?
Hair. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then next thing I saw her, and she had this curly thing, and she was like real bubbly.
Yeah.
Like, yeah,
everybody loved it.
Yeah.
So I had to stick with it. Like, I was like, okay,
wow.
So y'all like this? It goes with my personality.
Mm-hmm.
I'm digging it. I make a lot of money with it. Oh,
nope.
Cha-ching.
Yes.
Can you do the cha-ching?
I make a lot of money with it.
She did.
Where's the cha-ching?
Cha-ching.
Because I make a lot of money with it.
Okay.
Yeah, he's off. He's off. There we go, baby.
Yeah, but you definitely got to look her up. Like, seriously, like, We're going to talk about Misty in a minute, you know.
But so we're on you right now,
yeah,
baby.
We
absolutely.
On you.
Let's do it.
We are on you. I saw your pictures. And
I want to see his picture.
He a cutie pie. He is. He a cutie chocolate.
So when are we going out to this party? What did he say?
Well, you know, I mean, well, listen, if you guys are ever, ever near Philly, around Philly, New York, New Jersey. Like, just let us know. Like, we coming.
I think there's a convention coming up in Atlantic City.
Yeah,
that's the East Coast.
And Chris
is
actually telling me about that. Yeah, so we gonna be there. Hopefully, you guys are there. Like, you know what I mean. Definitely,
I'm still debating.
Definitely.
I'm still on a fence with it.
Really?
Come on, Naomi. No,
you got to come out. Because I've never gone either. So I was
really?
Thinking, no, I've never
I
been.
I mean, I've been to all of their conventions,
okay.
And I really want to go. You know, I'm always trying to work something
right.
out.
Like, yeah, we'll see. I would love to go, but, you know, under the circumstances, can we make this happen?
Right, yeah, right. I'm always trying to work it out. All right, so let me ask you this. And I don't know if you know the rules to the names of a porn star. You know, so if you was a porn star, what would your name be? And I believe it's supposed to be your first pet name and the first street that you lived on.
Yes,
like,
oh my gosh.
Right, like for instance, my name should have been Sweetie Montvale.
Sweetie Montvale.
That should have been my porn name.
My porn name would have been Monkey Haynes.
Oh, hell no.
That's crazy. Okay,
Oh my gosh.
All right, so my porn name would have been Wavy Hellerman.
Wavy
Hellerman?
Yeah, Hellerman. Yeah, like they used to call me Wavy because, you know, like my hair was so like thick and wavy, you know, so they called me Wavy. So it'd have been a Wavy Hellerman.
Hellerman. So you had ultra porn.
Well, what about
huh?
your first pet's name though? You don't remember?
See, you got to go by the rules.
Yeah,
see, the rules is your first pet in the first street that you lived on.
That was that's why mine was so funny. Okay, it was ridiculous. Yours ain't ridiculous.
Yeah. All right. It would have been Rocky Hellerman because I had a Rottweiler, and we called him Rocky.
Okay.
Yeah, so Rocky Hellerman. No, that's still tough, though.
That's
not,
real nice.
You know, no, I think I like that.
Yeah, you know, Rocky. I'm going to be Rocky. I like that. Okay.
Right, so, Alexis, we still get you on the line, baby?
Sure do.
You should. So, what would your porn name be, if you know you went by the rules? The rules is the you know your first pet in the first street.
It would be Fluffy Barber.
Fluffy Barber. Oh my gosh, that's funny. You're very good at fluffing, aren't you? Very good.
Actually, I believe she is. I believe she is. All right, so Salsa, now, I mean, what is the meaning of your name? Is there a meaning behind that? Or is that your real name or what?
Well, I was given a name because I'm actually, like, not, you know, like, not, like, any type of Dominican or Puerto Rican at all. My family is straight from Jamaica. You know, my pop is from Kingston, and my mom is from Montego Bay. But they used to always say that I look Dominican, you know, like I look like a little Sosa. You know, so they used to always call me that, and it just stuck. You know, so they used to call me you know, the smooth nigga with the good hair.
Right.
So that's a Spanish term. Okay.
Right.
I take it. Okay. Did not know that.
What, the salsa?
Yeah,
the
I salsa? Didn't know that, yeah.
You know, I would think of it as the baseball player.
Okay.
What was the baseball player name?
Sammy?
Sammy Sosa. Sammy Sosa.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I would think.
Okay.
You know, from there. Okay, baby, so right now you independent, right?
Right now I'm independent. Mm-hmm. We're actually in talks with Def Jam and Rock Nation. Actually, Rock Nation, which is Jay-Z's label, just came down here to visit me from L.A. all the way to Philly.
Nice.
December the 4th, you know, so that was our second meeting, you know, and it was a very, very progressive meeting, you know, so we still in talks with them, you know, yeah, so we talking to a couple of labels right now, you know, but until the numbers equal out, you know, yeah, like we just going to keep it trucking.
Right. Okay.
And just work very, 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 very hard. Like, you know what I mean? You know, so that's what we're doing right now.
Mm-hmm. Right. Okay. Well,
and if you guys haven't heard of my music, it is available right now to all of the listeners on that TIFF. Just search Golden Boy 2, and the deluxe version is available on iTunes. Golden Boy 2. It is available right now.
Did you guys hear that?
Golden Boys 2.
Right now.
Right now.
You guys want to see? Yeah, if you guys want to see what I look like, my Instagram is my name Sosa, MyNameSosa, and it's the same thing for my Twitter. You know, so we can stay connected and stay updated. And I'm definitely going to make sure that I follow up Misty Stone and your other guests as well.
Yes, Yasmin DeLeon.
Whoever that was.
Whoever that was. We have Alexis Golden and Yasmin.
Yasmin DeLeon.
Yeah, Alexis Golden.
Alexis Golden.
Yeah, Alexis Golden. I mean, seriously, you know, if you like Sarah J, you would love her. Like, cause
really?
I love me some Sarah J.
Yeah,
I ain't even gonna lie.
Crazy. I actually forgot Sarah J. I love Sarah J.
Are Alexis, you right?
Sarah?
How
loves
are you gonna
Sarah
forget
J.
Sarah J?
I don't know.
That's what I call the swirl girl.
Okay.
That's my for real.
The swirl girl.
Alexis
yeah,
Golden.
She's good.
All right, I'm gonna make sure that I follow you too, like as soon as we get offline.
Do a little
and
research.
I'm gonna stay updated with you too as well. So Alexis Golden, so are you coming down to the convention?
I sure am. I'll be there.
No man, I can't wait.
Like seriously, she has a body out of this world. Like
ooh,
for real.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm. Actually, I don't know if you want to cross over to that last. She's casting. She's casting for a new movie.
Oh, shut up.
I don't think I'm ready to cross over yet. I think I'm, maybe like once I ate the deal and all that, you know, like I might put out, you know what I mean, like a little Ray J tape or something.
Okay.
You know,
that's what I'm saying. You should.
Not yet.
Dang, you should. No, I'm just kidding. Right. They didn't do shit for Ray J. They did shit for Kim Kardashian.
Yes,
they
did. Hold on.
Yeah, that's silly.
They started from the bottom. Now they're here. Okay, right?
All right, guys. This is Naomi Banks here on Radio Sex Radio. I'm here with the sexy Miss Misty Stone that's in the studio. Say hey, hey, baby.
Hey, hey.
I got Alexis Golden with her sexy ass on the line. Say hey, hey, baby.
Hey, hey.
Oh, and I have the good, the chocolate there. Oh, salsa. That's on the line. And let me not forget, because she just came in here, Nunu, and I'm going to call her Nunu Boo Boo.
Nunu.
Nunu Boo Boo. And am I saying your name right? Yasmin DeLeon. That's and she's pretty.
Right.
She got good hair.
Yeah.
And
look at her. She's so silly. She's got good hair.
She got good hair.
Girl,
and
you
know how
with,
we
girl?
Got the baby hair down? Her baby hair is like, you know, no gel or nothing
there.
Right?
Yeah. That's just her baby hair, girl.
Right. It looks nice.
She's very beautiful.
Right.
Lady.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
So, guys, give us a call at 1-800-774-2388 if you want to talk to the ladies. Right now, I'm getting ready to hit up Misty over here, baby.
Uh-oh.
It's been a minute.
It has, actually. Yes. Yeah. I miss you.
I know.
I need to do a lot of catching up with you.
Yes, we do.
A lot.
Off air, though.
Right. Yeah, we'll do that. We'll do
right,
that.
Right, off air, though. But, I mean, if you guys don't know who the hell Misty Stone is, I mean, she is a Halle Berry of porn.
Oh, well,
like,
you,
really, man. Like, seriously. I mean, and she be doing her thing. I remember at times I sit down and talk like, Misty, don't be fucking up.
Yeah. Oh,
because
yeah.
They only let one of us over there at a time.
At a time. Oh, my goodness, girl.
girl. Yes. Oh my goodness.
But I mean, if you don't know, she has been all over Wicked movies, all over Vivid movies. I mean, her in what is it, Pure Play?
Yes.
Pure Play doing that. If you don't know, she was Denise Huxtable on The Cosby 1 and 2.
Uh-huh. That's X-Play, I'm sorry.
X-Play. You say Pure Play. Yeah, X-Play, Cosby 1 and 2. She was in Avatar. Mm-hmm. She was actually, well, you know, the blue lead for that.
Yeah.
Men in Black.
Yeah.
For the parody for that.
We just did a new one. Spice Girls just came out.
Shut up!
Yeah, that one's really doing big commotion and such, so they're doing a lot of publicity on that right now. It's doing very well.
Shut up.
That was fun.
Right.
It was kind of weird because the girls had, like, we all had to have accents, British accents, and the only two that actually decided to go into character and try to have a British accent was me and Baby Spice, which was played by Jessie Rogers.
Oh, wow.
She's so freaking cute. She's adorable. But we didn't really do very well at our British accents. So I kind of sounded Jamaican and she sounded Chinese. And
let me hear it.
Oh, my gosh. Don't do it
Come
to
on,
me.
Please,
don't do
let
it.
Me hear
I sound
it.
So Jamaican. Can I? Let me see if I could do it. I'm only going to do like two lines.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, let me see. Baby and scary.
No, that's nice.
That was one of my lines.
That's nice.
And that's the only one I can remember. That was pretty good.
My introduction.
Right? My little introduction. Yeah. But it was pretty good. It was fun. It was a lot of fun doing that movie. Yeah.
Okay. I mean, I'm going to have to check it out.
Yeah.
For real. Yeah. Dang. Okay. So what's been going on with you? I know you were nominated. This past year for AVN. Yeah,
yes.
For AVN.
Yes. I did not win, but I did get nominated for Female Performer of the Year, Best Solo Scene, and then I think the other one was Best Group Sex Scene.
Okay.
Yeah, and those were all for Men in Black.
Men in Black.
As well,
okay.
Yeah.
And I liked the, I saw the trailer for it.
Thank you.
And I
good.
Liked it.
Good.
Yeah, I did.
It was funny, right?
Yeah, it was.
I came out the machine, bam, what? Smoke and shit. They had to make it so dramatic.
I
really
like
cool.
it. Okay, so I'm going to ask you the common question. How long have you been in the industry? I know, but, you know.
It's been 6 years now? Yeah, it's been 6 years. Wow.
Yeah, it has.
Yeah, God damn it.
So because I know both of us came from, like, the mainstream first and then crossed over to this side. How do you feel about your journey these 6 years?
Well, now, let me correct you, because I did not start in mainstream.
Oh, okay.
No, I did not. I would love to be in mainstream now. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm pushing for. So, in my case, I started, literally, I feel like I started at the bottom, and I grew to the top. I mean, I made baby steps. Like, these 6 years took forever for me to get to where I am now, and be able to have the name that I have now, and be able to stand on my own two feet like I can now. So, I just feel like it was a long journey, and I took baby steps to get there. So that's how it pretty much was for me.
No, but you're doing your thing, baby.
Yeah,
you
I'm
know.
Here, and I ain't letting it go. I'm gonna get a little further. I'm gonna try to get just a little bit further, just a little bit, climb more.
Okay, so what's your next project?
Well, right now, honestly, I'm doing some stuff for myself. So I just launched my website, and it's not exactly a membership website yet. Mm-hmm. It's just something that you can see what I'm going to have coming up, and that's my official website, which is MissyStone.com. And hopefully by the end of this month, I'm working to have all the content ready to go and have it up as a membership so everybody
nice.
Can see what's going on with me.
Yeah, remember, you got a brand. You got to do your thing.
I'm totally, yeah. I got T-shirts, hats. What do you want? Hey. I'm selling them at the convention, baby.
See, that's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. Million-dollar industry walking
okay,
around.
Okay, right. I'm a brand it. I ain't playing.
Please don't. All right, masturbating. How old were you when you started to masturbate?
Wow, that's a good question. Does humping your stuffed animals count?
Oh, I love
you know
you.
What?
Right? Oh my gosh! I most kids did that. I'm telling you.
Now I didn't.
You didn't do that?
No.
Really?
No.
You didn't kiss the mirror. Try to learn how to tongue kiss.
No. I kissed the mirror, but I wasn't tongue kissing.
I was trying to learn. I was trying to learn.
Really?
I wanted to be just right. I wanted it to be perfect. I couldn't. My mama caught me. She said, "Girl, what is you doing?" Nothing. I'm kissing the mirror.
Wow. Okay, so what's the freakiest thing you've done on and off camera?
On camera would be, letting it, the scene got so intense. It was so amazing. You like how I started that off, right? And I let this gentleman basically spit in my mouth from above.
Ooh.
Yes, and I spit it on his dick, and it was just so, it was nasty, and it was disgusting, and it was good. It was just good.
Mm-hmm.
It was a good scene. So, yeah, that was probably one of the ones on camera. Let me see, off camera. Off camera, right? I'm nasty. That's why I got my name, baby. I'm just saying. I do things that other bitches just won't do. Let me think. Off camera would be, well, the only thing would be that I actually had anal sex.
For real?
Mm-hmm.
So I don't have to talk you into, like, really, like.
I mean, I don't particularly enjoy it.
Really?
No, I don't. I don't. I have to get really, I have to be, like, madly in love with him and out of my mind, per se. Mm-hmm. So, I don't know. It doesn't fancy me for some reason.
Wow. I mean, for me, and I started doing an anal about 2-3 years ago, and I'm not going to lie, I love it.
That's what a lot of
me
girls
too.
Say.
I love it.
Yasmin, you love it too?
Love
see?
It.
Oh, yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah, I love it.
I don't know what's wrong with me.
Make your teeth go numb. Make your whole face go numb.
Oh, my goodness.
It's crazy.
See, it's like a whole different orgasm.
Exactly.
It is.
Like that, it's like intense.
But
like,
how can you get there? Because it's like when you're first doing it, it's like it's not supposed to happen. So it just feels like. It hurts. So it takes so long to get to that pleasure.
You have to relax. And what Alexa said, you have to be in control.
I dig
and
that.
Not let him be in control. Because I remember when I was, get ready to do my first anal scene. I was in a shower with the dildo and was working my asshole like that.
Preparing.
Right. Preparing for it like that. You know, so I know when I get in a scene that it could be. Just like, damn.
Yeah.
And that's what it was. And actually, I felt better in the scene than I did at home when I was doing it, with the toy. So it was like I made it harder than what it was. So then when I get in the scenes and do them, it's perfect and it's easy. And then,
actually ready and you're actually at the point where it's pleasurable.
Right, exactly.
So you've already taken it to that point.
Exactly.
Okay,
and my first
I dig
person
it.
That I did do it to was with LT. I gave it to Elegant Angel.
Okay.
And LT, and he,
course.
You know, he worked it, he was, and it was the best thing,
Really?
It took me about a year or two to work up to Lex,
Hello.
Right, but it was good. So, Sosa, let me ask you this, since we're talking about anal, and I'm not asking you if you do, if you take it in the ass.
Right.
But what I'm asking you, this is, do you do anal? Do you, with your girl?
Yeah,
or with
do
a
you
girl?
Like it?
Yeah, do you like it? Do you enjoy it?
You know what? Not particularly.
Okay.
But maybe I haven't run into the female who has made it pleasurable, but not particularly.
Have you ever tried it?
I've tried it probably like once or twice, and she looked like she was in like excruciating pain, and I just, I just left it alone after that.
He's probably a good guy.
I mean, like excruciating, like.
Wow. See, that would have been me, baby. I'd be like, no, please, just stop.
You know what? Yasmin just said you sound like you're a head guy. Do you like good head?
Absolutely. I don't think there's one male on the earth that doesn't appreciate a bottomless throat. Like, you know what I mean?
There's some.
He said a bottomless throat.
Ooh. I don't know. Yesterday we had a show and it was called the Quick Shooter, right? So
right.
One of my ex boyfriends, and I'm gonna say ex. Yeah.
Another one.
Right, he's ex. He would come real quickly, you know what I'm saying? So we never could, get it going. So when I say I like to get blowjobs, especially to my man, I love to get blowjobs. As I'm getting ready to put my mouth on the tip of his dick, he comes.
Wow.
Like, seriously.
Wow.
So
that
we can never.
Be all that.
Right.
Like,
hello. I can't even. Oh, man, that's too late.
Damn.
That's too late.
Hey, we just got interrupted by Glenn.
Hello.
Hey.
Hey.
We have a guest.
King here from the Mean Bitches show coming up at 9 p.m. right here on this station. And wow, we got a wild show coming tonight.
I heard.
But what are you talking about here tonight? I got to get in on this.
You know, actually, we're talking about size. Does size matter? That's mm-hmm. what we you know we're talking about. But right now, I've just been interviewing my guests here.
You got hot guests. We know Misty over there.
Hello, baby.
Whom I didn't recognize. She got her hair different.
I
like the long
straight,
hair.
Right?
Looking good. It's looking good.
Thank
Who's
you.
This one over here?
This is Yasmin De Leon.
Hi, Yasmin. Glenn King. Nice to meet you.
Yeah, and she's in the industry, too.
Yes.
I'm following her on Twitter. I know this. Aww. I've seen some hot pictures of her.
Good.
And then we got Alexis Golden on the line.
Yeah. Hi, Alexis Golden.
Hey.
We're just having a big orgy here.
Yeah, this is a party in here.
Yeah, good
it's freaking great.
Yeah. So I heard you got a new show on Tuesday.
New show Tuesday nights. It's me and Christy Canyon. It's called Sex Pro Adventures. The first show this Tuesday was fucking wild.
Nice.
We did, you know how I roll over here. Mm-hmm, I mean, mm-hmm. they can see I've got a wrestling ring ready to set up in here for my show.
Yeah, they're going to be wrestling after this show. So if you guys are listening, make sure you stay tuned because they're going to, is it going to be oil wrestling?
It's going to be oil wrestling tonight. Oh, I've got Brandy May coming in. She's like a world famous fitness model wrestler. And so we're going to be getting down, me and her. And there's another girl coming who's like an MMA fighter too, so. I'm getting my ass kicked tonight, but that's not unusual for my show.
A lot of pain and pleasure there, baby.
I have a perfect record in these wrestling matches of like 0-7 now so far. So
the girls are going to kick your ass.
Right, and if you guys can even see him, he got this big-ass grin on his face. Like, I'm like 0-7, and I'm getting my ass up. Right. But that's Glenn because he loves it. I think the very first time we met, you hired me for I played a crackhead. It was something like that. And I had to do, like, face sitting. Like, you know, actually, really, they taught me all the, you know, the dom and the face sitting thing. And once I got that first piece of that and dominating it, I was like, oh, yeah.
Man,
this is
it's
where
empowering.
It is. Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
We taught
so
Misty
good.
The same thing,
yes,
too. Misty
yes.
did great for us, actually. Good. We shot Misty twice. We shot Naomi, like, five times or something here.
Right? It's really fun.
Yeah,
I like
it is. You get kind of addicted to it.
Okay.
I mean, seriously, you do. You get so addicted to it. And it's the power, but it's not even that. It's just like knowing that you are turning somebody on just by, you know, something different.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And it's, I mean, these guys are, you understand it. The turn-on is being controlled,
mm-hmm.
not so much being hurt,
mm-hmm.
just being controlled mm-hmm. by a beautiful goddess that they're in lust with.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Now, you girls
Absolutely.
Got that going on.
And they just do anything. Come you on. Think I can control you, Salsa?
Anytime you want, baby. Anytime you want.
Oh, my God. I love her. Salsa, I'm going to rip her apart before you can get to her, baby. I'm so sorry.
But, you know, Alexis Golden, you know, she's a MILF. Beautiful.
We love MILFs.
You should check her out. Seriously, go to her website. Check her out.
I'll check her out. I know who she is, so I don't need to check her out. She's hot. She's blonde. Mm-hmm. And she used to contact me every once in a while and remind me that she was out there. And she got to keep contacting me, Alexis.
I haven't been out to L.A. in quite some time.
Oh, is that what it is? Okay,
maybe,
okay.
Maybe I'll see you in the summertime.
That'd be great. We love MILFs. We love, Ebony Queens, Asians.
We love them all.
As long as they can sit on a face, make a face happy.
Yeah. Right, sit on some faces.
That's right. I'll let you go back to your thing over here. Good to see you, girls.
Good to see you, baby.
Don't forget, everybody, tune in. That's 9 to 11 p.m. I'm oil wrestling tonight. You got to want to check that out.
Man, that's pretty badass.
I do that for you, the fans. Yeah.
But I
just
got my hair
done. Because
my
fans come first.
Yeah, right on.
Wrestling today.
All right, Glenn, babe. All right, this is Naomi Banks here on Radio Sex Radio. Give us a call at 1-800-774-2388. Okay, yeah, I know the lines are blowing up right now. It is. So we're going to be taking, you know, from the callers here. But I want to ask you this, Salsa, and I'm going to go around and ask the ladies this. Alexis already answered. Does size matter to you? First of all, and I know this, I'm getting personal here, and I have to ask.
Right.
How big is your dick?
Hello.
Well, I'm going to say this. What I'm going to say is they always say that it's a myth about Jamaican men. And if it was to come to me, I would say that the myth has to be true.
All right.
I'm going to say that.
Okay.
Mr. Jamaican man.
But I got to see, you know, how you work it. You know what I'm saying? I got to look at you dancing.
They wind.
Yeah, I know how to wind and all of that, you know. I am very, very good at what I do.
Okay.
You know, I try to make sure that all of my casual moments that I have are special, you know, mm-hmm. to the people that I have them with. Make sure that they're very memorable, all that good stuff.
Okay. So are you a bang, 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 ski, ski, ski type of guy, or are you one of those, you know, slow grinding type of brothers?
It definitely depends on my mood. Like, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, yeah, like, it depends on my mood, man. You know, like, I mean, like, if I just came in, you know, from the club, you know, and I done threw back a couple, yeah, I'm going to fuck something up. I mean, but, you know, candlelight dinner.
I like that answer.
Yeah. Rose petals and all that, you know. I got to make it last.
Okay, Alexis, now, I heard you say you like it rough, so you like the bang, 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 ski, ski, ski type of guy.
You know what? I like it all. I totally agree with him. It depends on your mood. Sometimes you want to get it slow and deep and long.
Hmm.
And sometimes you want to get it hard and fast and crazy.
Crazy Misty.
Right.
Bang, 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 ski, ski, ski.
Don't bang, bang, bang me like no rabbit, okay? I'm so sorry. Don't you dare, okay? Now, let me check this out, baby. This is what you can do. You can slow grind me and treat me, you know, real sexy and touch my body and tease it and do all that with the tongue and touch it and don't touch it and do all that and then grab me by my neck real fucking strong and just, oh, my. Now, that's sensual and sexy. That's called, what is that called? Passion.
Oh,
I like that. I like that.
Choking a bitch.
Yeah, choking me. It's passionate, dude. I love it. I learned it from like Spanish people.
Okay.
Like they're the way they fuck is so passionate. It's just amazing, and I love.
You
that.
Know, we got a Espanol behind.
Oh, okay,
right there.
Okay, back there.
Rick, Ricardo.
I do. I have this thing for, you know, foreign men. The way they fuck is amazing, and it's really good. Mm-hmm. I love that shit, and women too. Hello.
Okay. Yes, man. Yasmin, baby, are you a bang, 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 ski, ski, ski? Or you like
them? I'm naughty. I'm really submissive. So
are you?
If you know what submissive means, I'm like very like.
She's like, I'll do whatever.
I do the BDSM type of thing. I feel like I'm not married and in love, so I don't really need to be made love to.
Okay.
Hello.
Okay.
Yeah, she does a lot of the kink.com and stuff like that. She's really good at that stuff.
Well,
I
haven't
course.
Seen you. Oh, well, we haven't worked together. I mean, I'm like, I haven't seen you on there. Right. That's right.
She's
you
like,
whipping niggas ass. No, I was kidding.
What you doing on kink.com, girl?
Wow. Okay. I'm going to have to look you up.
Yeah.
Like, seriously, I am. I'm going to have to,
yeah,
like, really.
Like, this bitch is crazy.
Yeah, she's a lot of fun.
She's crazy.
Wow. All right, so right now we're going to open up the lines because I know the call is like, you know, bitch, would you please? We want to talk to somebody. All right, so here we go. First line. Hey, Georgie, baby.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm good, sweetie. So
I tweeted you earlier today, and I told you I was probably going to be speechless because I've been waiting Missy's whole career to talk to her.
Aww,
unreal. I can barely breathe.
Don't make him have a heart attack right
thank
now.
You, baby. Please, take a couple of deep breaths. Let's do it
you
together.
Guys, you guys
both
follow me. I'm HappyGuy64 on Twitter.
64?
I'm the guy in the wheelchair. Misty, I'm going to the credit union tomorrow to take out a loan. Why am I going to do that? Part of it's going to be to buy your fleshlight.
All right, now. I dig that. Now, which orifices are you going
to
get, baby?
5 years to do that.
Five.
I'm gonna take care of that. As soon as I get the money for it, which will be tomorrow.
All right, good deal.
I just got through listening to you as part of that interview, and you said you like it low and you like it slow.
Yeah, I like
you
it
like
low.
Somebody to grab around your waist and slam it.
Yes, baby.
Well,
yes.
I've got two of the strongest arms on the planet Earth.
Okay.
Plus, my wheelchair's got a recliner on it.
He is not playing with me. Where are you? That is so cute.
I live in North Florida. Naomi can tell you all about me. She's met me.
North
She's one
Florida.
Of the few people on this planet Earth. I was down in Miami a couple years ago. I almost ran into the wall.
Oh, man.
That is so cute. Are you going to be at the convention in Fort Lauderdale this year? I think it's next
month,
right?
I'm trying to get down there. My problem is I've got no problem taking Greyhound bus because I don't drive.
Mm-hmm.
But my problem is trying to find transportation once I get in Lauderdale.
Right, I dig
so
it.
What I'm going to do around toward May when it gets here, I'm going to get online and I'm going to Google Fort Lauderdale disabled transportation.
Georgie, sorry, baby. We having some technical difficulties here.
Oh, dang, Georgie, I'm sorry, baby.
Oh my God, Rick. Yeah, Salsa, you back? Alexis, are you laughing?
Oh yeah, I'm back.
You know why? The funny thing is that Georgie, if you listen and call us back, Rick, because we have a whole new system here. Yeah. I mean, you see, we got a whole new building
here, right?
You know, so we kind of new to everything. So actually, you know, Rick is so excited because Misty said that she loved, you know, Mexican folks. He pushed the wrong button.
Uh-oh.
His hands are shaking and shit like.
Oops, what's your best button, baby?
Blame it
on the Mexican, though.
Right. So cute.
You know, because he was actually trying to lock you in so we won't lose you again. Okay. That's what he was trying to do.
Okay.
Right. So,
I'm
bad. Georgie, baby, if you're listening, he didn't mean it.
Yeah, we didn't mean it, baby. I'm sorry.
He didn't mean it. I'll buy you a drink afterwards. Rick like, damn, Naomi.
Busted.
Right. All right, guys, this is Naomi Banks here on Radio Sex Radio. Give me a call at 1-800-774-2388. And while I'm at it, you guys can check me out at NaomiBanks.com. That's NYOMIBANXXX.com. We have Misty Stone in the house. What can I check you out, Misty?
At MistyStone.com, MistyStone.com.
And check her out on Twitter as well. Yes. And she does talk back because I've seen her conversation with some of the fans there as well. And Alexis Golden, please let them know where they can find you at, sweetie.
Of course, AlexisGolden.com.
Okay, and, you know, she does talk back. I mean, she has a lot of things going on. Matter of fact, go vote for her at Fannings.com. That's a new award show that Exotica is giving.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's supposed to be really, really nice. It's really, really nice.
Fannies?
The Fannies. Okay. And it's going to be at in Atlantic City.
Oh.
They close the voting tonight, though.
They do?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Damn, okay. I didn't even get to vote. Can I vote, please?
Fort Lauderdale. Oh,
right, and also Alexis is casting. She's casting for her new movie. So make sure you guys check out our website so you can find out how to get in there.
Yeah. Now, is the Fannies, is that where they're having one of the girls or something host the Atlantic show or something like that?
It's supposed to be fan-driven only. It's this new thing that Exotica is doing, you know, with that. The fans pick.
Yes.
Yeah, fans, you know, pick, you know, who the winners are. So they have a lot of, you know, categories and stuff like that.
Okay, interesting.
Yeah, so she's actually for Who's Your Mama?
Who's Your Mama?
Who's your mama?
Your mommy.
Who's your mama? Who's your mommy?
Your mama.
Who's
mommy.
Your mama? Yeah.
Aww.
And what can we
I like
see?
Who's your mama better.
Yeah,
I know. I like that better, too.
Yeah, who's your mama? And Yasmin, what can I see you at, baby?
YasminDeLeon.com. It's spelled YasminDeLeon.com.
All right. And Salsa, baby. What can I say? Yes, you need to give them your YouTube page because you got some nice videos on there.
All day. Well, my name's Sosa.com is in the works right now. You know, but you guys can definitely visit www.youtube.com/ my name's Sosa. And my Instagram and my Twitter are both the same name, MyNameSosa.
Okay. All right, so what are we going to do now? The lines are open. Please give us a call, 1-800-774-2388. And if you guys want to talk to these beautiful ladies here, I got Misty Stone in the house. I got Yasmin DeLeon. I got Alexis Golden in the house. And also, if you want to say what's up to Sosa, give us a call at 1-800-774-2388. And hey, Georgie, baby, sorry.
Sorry, put me back on the air.
Aw,
yeah,
you made it back. Sorry about that, baby.
It's no problem.
Mm-mm. But yeah, we met him in Miami.
Me, if I was as famous as you guys were, I'd blow the lines up too.
You are too sweet. Now, so what orifices are you going to get, Georgie? Which one are you going to get? Are you going to get my butthole? Are you going to get my mouth? Are you going to get my?
Well, see, I'm not paralyzed, but I am limited in my movements.
Mm-hmm.
But because of that, because I was born with my disability, I've had a lot of time to think about what I was going to do and a lot of time to practice.
Oh.
So I'm not going to sit here and say I'm an expert, but I'm pretty damn good with my mouth.
Okay. Uh-oh. He said I'm pretty damn good with my mouth. Well, damn.
All right. Okay, Georgie, baby, because we got the lines are full. They blowing up right now, baby.
Well, I understand that. I'm going to let them talk and get off the line. But Misty, look me up at Happy Guy 64, and I'll be talking to you guys later somewhere down the road. Have a good night.
All right.
Thank
you, Georgia.
Baby.
Bye-bye.
Later on.
Bye.
All right, guys, this is Naomi Banks here on Radio Sex Radio. Give me a call at 1-800-774-2388. As we said before, we having a good old time here.
Hey.
We got a lot of chocolate in the house.
Lots of it, baby.
You see, I keep saying that, right? We got Misty Stone that's sitting on my couch right now. I might have to lay her down. And Miss Yasmin De Leon, I love
Yasmin.
That name.
Right?
It rolls off your tongue so
it
perfectly.
Does.
Yes, say it again.
Yasmin De Leon.
Oh. You sound a little foreign when you say that. You know I got a thing.
For some reason, I started talking and then this accent comes
right.
from
oh.
wherever.
She said it just comes out of nowhere.
You know, maybe that was who I was in my foreign life. Or
you could have,
like that,
your past
right?
life.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Mm-hmm. And I got the sexy Miss Alexis Golden on the line.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I was actually just on Misty Stone's site checking her pictures out for the first time. So if I was quiet there for a little bit.
She was masturbating.
Right. Like, what this
I'm
girl
not quite
was.
Sure what was going on.
Ooh, right. Snap.
Did you like what you see, baby? Did you like it?
Right, and we got Naomi's Untapped Artist of the Night, a salsa on the line. And if you guys didn't listen, I'm in his song, Driving Miss Daisy.
Yeah,
that's nice. Yeah. I mean, it really is. I'm feeling that song.
I like it a lot.
So I'm gonna make
definitely appreciate it, ladies. Definitely appreciate it.
Yeah. Okay, so this is what we're going to do. We're going to take some more calls here. Salsa, it's getting ready to start to get hot in here. So when you start to hear some of these guys talk, just close your virgin ears.
Okay.
Just close them, baby. Hey, who am I talking to? Mikey, baby.
Hello.
How are you, sweetie?
I'm good. I'm straight.
He got that Barry White
right,
voice.
He do.
I'm good. I'm straight.
So say hello to my guests. Say what's up to Misty. I got Yasmin. I got Alexis on the line. And say what's up to the boy Salsa.
How y'all, Miss Ladies, doing today?
Good. Thank you.
That's what's up. Hey, I just want to talk about that sex situation about how people be talking about it's the motion in the ocean. Man, I don't know, man. I always had problems with females on that situation because, I mean, I was told I was blessed.
Mm-hmm.
But a man above, I got in the long line instead of the brain line. So, I mean, I don't know that problem. I don't have that one, shall I say.
Okay, so you a larger fella that blows the back out of women.
Oh, I don't blow the back out of women. I pleasure women.
I like that.
There's a difference, you know what I'm talking about? Because
like
my thing was when I was raised by a woman, so I got the other side, you know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, most men with bigger, larger cocks, they tend to, you know, really treat a woman with ease and prepare her pussy for something in very, very enormous that's going to happen. You know, they lick it and stick it and make it all nice and wet and treat you all sweet and rub you down real soft, and then all of a sudden, this big fucking soda can pops out of their fucking pants.
Arizona can.
That's what happens. I know what you're talking about, baby. I get it. I know those type of guys.
Well, she be personal. You know, I always attend to
you know,
what
Mike,
I call pleasure to female. I always look out for her. I don't look out for her.
Right. You know, excuse me, Mike, baby, could you do me a favor? Could you turn down the radio or the TV in the back? Because we're getting a nice little nasty feedback. Yeah. So we can't hear your Barry White voice, baby.
Mm-hmm. No, I'm a truck driver, so, you know, I have my radio on still, my fault.
Okay, no problem.
You know, so, yeah, it's each his own, you know, everybody got their own way. Mm-hmm. Every female is different, you know.
Right.
You know, every female is different, every man is different. So, I mean, it all depends on, I like to try to find out what women like mm-hmm. as far as sex, you know what I'm talking about. I don't want to go in and trying to blow their back out, none of that. Mm-hmm. I try to find out what pleasures them because when they get off, I get off.
I like that. Yeah. I like
so
that.
So that's just how I do. Oh, my name is Mike Blackwell, the hard way, by the way.
Okay.
Okay, let me just go ahead and let y'all know where to find me.
Right. All right, baby. Well, thank you for calling in, sweetie.
Y'all be good. Hey, bye. Bro. Hey, man. Tell Salsa, man. That's a hot ass song,
told
man.
Told you, Salsa.
That one's on top of the list, bro.
You said you hear that song?
Yeah, Mike. Definitely appreciate that, big homie.
Yes. Yeah, man. This is a dude from the Midwest, man. So, you know, that's a hot song, man. That's what I do. You know what I'm talking about?
All right, love baby.
Like
appreciate that, Mike.
Right. That's what I do.
No problem, bro.
All right, thank you, sweetie.
Y'all be good, man.
All right, bye. Bye-bye.
All right, bye. All
right. Hey, Tidy Wild, what's going on, baby?
Hello?
Hello?
Hey, ladies.
Hey, what's hello. Going on, baby?
I had to call again and say hello to my favorite radio host, Naomi, and this is not a pity call.
Right now you're kissing ass. Okay. You know I'm going to give you shit.
A long time ago, there's nothing wrong with kissing ass. Just don't acquire a taste for shit.
Well.
And you're good.
Well, that's good. Well, say hello to my guest, baby.
I had to say hi to Misty. She's awesome, as well as you.
Thank you.
I talked to her occasionally on Twitter and met her a couple of years ago, and she's awesome in person.
Am I on fire?
Right.
Am I bubbly as my fucking hair?
Yeah, this
hair.
Is Hot Dog Todd.
Mm-hmm. That's
you
awesome.
You probably know me as Hot Dog Todd on Twitter.
Oh, yes, mm-hmm. Yes. Okay, yeah, I remember you. Mm-hmm. That is so funny. Good memory there.
Well, thank you, baby. Thank you for calling me today, too. So that's 2 days in a row. Thank you, sweetie.
Bye, Hot Dog.
Hi, and hi to all the other ladies and guests that are there. Alexis and
So Todd is actually getting paid to listen to us.
Oh, really?
It's hard for me to hear.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Well, we'll talk louder.
Okay.
Yeah. We'll talk louder. So
I think you need to talk louder.
I got to be the loudest on the microphone, so I know I don't need to talk any louder.
Yeah. All right, Todd, baby. Well, thank you for calling in again. All right, sweetie?
All right. I'm glad I had the chance to kiss a little ass tonight.
Right, you did. You made up for yesterday.
You did very well, baby.
Yeah, you made up for yesterday, baby. All right, baby. You have a good night, all right?
All right, you too.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, guys, this is Naomi Banks here on Radio Sex Radio. We still got in the house Mr. Sexia, Misty Stone. Say yes. Hey.
Hey, hey.
And we have Miss Yasmin DeLeon.
Hey.
And I still have the sexy, the sexual, the roundabout way, Miss Alexis Golden on the line.
I like her introduction.
Right, you see my introduction? And then I got, what did he call himself? The wavy boy. The boy with the wavy.
Then it became Rocky.
Right. Oh, yeah, then
it's
became
Rocky.
Rocky.
Okay.
Oh, yes.
Rocky Hellman, a.k.a. Sosa.
All right.
Sosa on the line, people. Give us a call. The show's been great. You guys loving it?
Yeah, very nice.
You like it?
Definitely.
Yeah, I'm enjoying it.
Definitely.
That's good. I'm sitting here looking at Missy because I haven't seen her in so long. Right. She's like my baby.
I am. I misses you.
Yeah, I've been trying to get you on here for a while.
I know I play too much.
Yeah, you do.
I play way too much.
But you was on time
here.
Today.
Okay.
You
yes,
was.
I was.
You was. I was like, Missy ain't breaking
I got. I got a good friend. My she's really good. She's on my bumper. Like, mm-hmm. She's awesome. So I'm going to give her a lot of that credit. I'm going to go ahead and give her a lot of that because she helps me a lot.
Like, we gotta
thank
go, Missy.
Yes, she does.
We gotta go.
Like, we gotta go. We gotta go right now.
Okay, so let me do this real fast because I want everybody to. I know y'all been hearing me saying Yasmin DeLeon, and she's been in the industry. She says in 2009.
Yes.
So what you been doing?
Well, in 2009, I was working corporate, so I couldn't really do too much because you know corporate guys definitely mm-hmm. go on the internet, and mm-hmm. it would have been a conflict of interest.
Right.
So mm-hmm. once I got rid of that, then I really just seen. The difference, like, I opened up sexually going to kink.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
You went straight hardcore.
Yeah, but I didn't have sex yet.
Mm-hmm.
That was
so
same.
You were doing all the toys, the fuck toys
yeah,
and stuff like that?
Yeah, the fuck machines, damn. Device bondage, being blindfolded and flogged, all that.
Damn.
Yeah.
That's cool.
So you've done that too?
No, I can't. I just think it's really cool.
I mean, yeah. I mean, I see. I mean, I'm one of the divine bitches. I beat people up. I do that. But that, I mean,
but that's the main reason why I liked kink, because mm-hmm. there's a lot of ethnic women that are mm-hmm. into what I do, but mm-hmm. they don't do it on a regular, because right. they don't see women of color do it. They're like, mm-hmm. oh my gosh, you know, mm-hmm. only the Caucasian women do it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So me doing that, you know, and I like it. I also help, you know, promote my ethnic women for it, because, right. you know, we do like that, because mm-hmm. a lot of guys try to make love to us too much, yeah. you know, like Missy said, you know, that passion and mm-hmm. grab to the neck, you know?
Yeah. She's like, I'm not feeling that, okay?
You know, I like that, but, you know, I'm getting ready to say something ignorant, like, bitches don't like to get their ass beat all the time. They do that on a daily basis.
Don't we do that on a daily basis?
Right, on a daily basis.
No, mentally kicking right. my ass.
So what are you doing now? Because you still doing kink?
Yeah, I'm doing kink still, but then I'm doing, you know, a lot of gonzo, interracial type of films, okay. and doing the, you know, the softcore.
Yeah, we just shot on Penthouse set together just not that long ago.
Okay, nice.
Yeah, we're on the same DVD, like two of the same DVDs.
Yeah, we haven't gotten a chance to work together yet, but I'm looking forward to that.
Exactly. Misty's fun.
Yeah. I know. Ever since I met her.
She hasn't gotten a chance to go out with me, though, yet.
Oh, really?
So, oh, boy. Yeah. Tell her, let me get some drinks with me right
she
now.
Been busy.
I have. I've been too, like, professional around her. Mm-hmm. It's weird.
Really?
It's going to get different, I promise.
Yeah. It's okay.
You different. Know what? Because it's like, I guess when we got came into the industry, we came in the industry at the same time. So we were both like new booties.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I was super
excited to be around. Yeah. I was too excited.
Yeah, it was like new booties. And just to see, you know, really how both of us has grown in the industry is crazy.
We're women now.
Yeah, grown ass women.
Grown ass women, okay? Hello. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, grown ass women. You know what this like? I'm going to start clicking the lines, because we only got a few more minutes. We get ready to go off the air in a minute.
Oh, that's how fast that is.
Right, that's
it, it goes. It goes.
Right, that's how fast. You know what? Let's do this. All right. First of all, I want to say this show was brought to you by MasturbatingNeighbors.com. So you guys make sure you guys check that site out. MasturbatingNeighbors.com, beautiful. Yeah, right, they got to pay me. I got to pay the bills.
Okay.
MasturbatingNeighbors.com. Also, make sure you check out Naomi Banks. That's NYOMIBANXXX.com. Go to Alexis Golden. That's AlexisGolden.com. Make sure there. She's doing a casting. Yes, yes, yes. Go to MistyStone.com. That's MistyStone.com. Yasmin, you got something going on?
I'll be at AdultCon this year.
Oh, yeah.
Well, there you go. AdultCon.
AdultCon. Oh,
when
my
is
gosh.
It?
That's going to be the 23rd, 24th, and 25th, is it?
Or is it the 22nd to the 24th?
Something like that. It's going to be that weekend.
In what, April, March?
This month, yeah.
This
and it's going to be here
weeks.
In L.A.
Okay, here in L.A., check them out at AdultCon. Also, we got Salsa. Come on, baby.
Absolutely. And you guys can check me out at www.youtube.com/MyNameSosa. Golden Boy 2 is now available for download right now. Powered by Def Jam on that test. You can go download it right now.
All right, guys, this is Naomi Banks on Radio Sex Radio. Make sure you check me out next Wednesday and Thursday, 7 to 9. It's been a good show. And as I always say, keep it sexy.
Ooh, keep it sexy. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Thank you.
We got sex, relationship advice, sports talk, women issues, gossip, fashion, porn stars, celebrities, and the best indie music. Get addicted. Tune in every day. It's something for you. Right here on chocolateradio.net.
Hey, this is your girl, Naomi Banks. I hope you guys enjoy that flashback radio episode with Miss Alexis Golden. Yes, that was back in our Siri days, and I loved it. That was my old show, Masturbating Neighbors. And a shout-out to my boys. Shout-out to my boys, to Elements, for that hot, hot intro there. Guys, remember, subscribe to us, review us, like us. We're also on iTunes. You can listen to the live show every Monday and Wednesday night on chocolateradio.net. Peace.